Here we are at the beginning of the end. It's the theme show podcast and we're talking about the apocalypse, Andrea. The end of the world. How does it make you feel?
Bad.
But, you know,
not happy.
In a good way. In a good way. I mean, what I meant to say was it's cheerful in that we're playing some happy songs and we're trying to perk people up and we're making a sort of laugh and a joke about it,
no,
I think.
I'm just angry because my time has run out. I'm sad that I'm going to die and I'm only 25 years old. I don't own a limousine yet. I had a lot of life goals. Own a limousine and open a limousine driving service.
That's not exactly difficult.
Learn to drive a car.
I just want to point out, by the way, Andrea, It's not really. We just did it. We're just pretending for the purposes of the show.
We have some election chatter. Keep in mind, remember, we are a few weeks behind the live broadcast. So If some of it seems untopical, it really was at the time.
We assure you, it really, really was.
So please enjoy the podcast and we'll see you at the other end.
Hopefully.
The Theme Show. Andrea and Dave. The Theme Show.
The Bay 102.8.
There are a lot of signs of the apocalypse, aren't there, Dave?
Yes, it's quite worrying sometimes when you see what's there and what's in our eyes.
There's volcanoes.
Volcanoes, oil slicks, earthquakes, and, you know, trains running off the track, so left, right, and centre.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, you know.
Just existing.
Yeah, Piggy with Lipstick, yeah. There's other things as well, of course. Lesser known ones, though, aren't there? Like, for instance, like when the leader of a nation calls a woman in the street
I think that's just a refreshing bit of honesty, really. What else you got?
Well, honesty in politicians, that I think that's the sign of the apocalypse in my book.
I think you're right.
There's also things about when people start talking about time, going backwards, like moving it.
What are you talking about?
Well, because, you know, they're going to start moving time back to make it fit, to make Britain fit in with the rest of the world.
What, we've got a British TARDIS and we're just going to fit everyone in?
Basically, the whole country's going to become a TARDIS.
Explain yourself.
Basically, this is my understanding of the situation, so it might be a little bit more or less complicated depending on how well I explain this. Basically, we're on British summertime half the year, which means the clocks go forward an hour.
Spring forward, fall back.
That's it. Spring forward, fall back. But what they're planning to do is, next time the clocks go back, they're going to keep them as they are and then spring forward again so that we're actually an hour ahead all the time.
That's just going to mess everybody up.
Yeah, so basically Greenwich Meridian Mean Time will never, ever happen because nowhere will be 0-0 anymore, if that makes any sense to you at all.
Well, that's only true for the Brits anyway. But everyone has, not everyone, but a lot of people have daylight savings time of some kind. So that's just going to,
it's going to throw everything into confusion. Yes,
it's a mad world. You're listening to
The Theme Show.
I was testing you, David, to make sure he's awake.
Yeah, I wasn't sleeping in the corner,
It's past his bedtime now. It's past 9 o'clock.
Yes, I should be tucked up in bed with my snuggling bear.
Just hoping that the end of the world doesn't come cascading around you.
Falling through my window, enveloping me in a whole ream of, I don't know, melancholy.
Is that what's going to cause the end of the world, you just being melancholy?
Yeah.
It's going to spread.
I'm going to be melancholic. I'm going to go, and everyone's going to start doing that, and no one's going to bother with anything anymore.
Remember in the 80s when everyone thought it would just be the Russians and the Americans blowing each other up? That's how we thought the world was going to end.
Well, I don't remember the 80s. I wasn't around then, was I?
Were you not born in the 80s at all?
I was born 1989, right at the end of it.
You're so young.
Yeah. Because I thought, you know, I listened back to it now, all the things about the nuclear disaster, I think, wow, blimey, I was very lucky to be born at the end of that, not have to sit through being scared out of my wits.
The wall was down by the time you were born.
I know.
There was one in Berlin.
I remember seeing a newspaper article about it in my uncle's study, and I remember saying, what's that? And he went, what? You don't know about the Berlin Wall? And I said, no. And he had to explain it to me. He was astounded because he hadn't realised. Because for many people, it's one of those huge events that everyone knows about. And when someone says to you, what is that? You go, what? You don't know what that is?
I can't say I remember any of it because as a four-year-old, I wasn't exactly politically aware either. But retroactively, just by watching old reruns of Saturday Night Live. That's how the world's going to end. Mutually assured destruction.
I love the fact that that the end of the world is covered by something called the MAD protocol. It's very apt and also quite ironic as well, which I love.
Well, that's what Doctor Strangelove is about. The brilliant Stanley Kubrick film starring Peter Sellers as, I don't know, 3 or 4 different roles.
Many characters.
Far before Eddie Murphy made that popular. But maybe it won't be bombs that destroy everything. It'll just be a virus that kills everyone.
What, do you mean like a zombie virus where everyone becomes zombies, or just a virus where everyone sort of falls around and
I didn't
dies?
Think about that. There could be zombies.
Although, there is that other virus which seems to attack every major town and city every Friday and Saturday night, where everyone on a bus tends to collapse and throw up everywhere.
Oh, I've had some horrific experiences on buses on Friday nights in Bournemouth. I'm just coming back from the cinema with my leftover sweets. I'm so innocent.
You don't feel much like eating them after the virus hits.
No, I've had someone wee behind me on the bus, just on the floor.
Right, okay, lovely.
And if that's not a sign of the apocalypse, I don't know what is.
Hello again, you're listening to The Theme Show on the Bay, 102.8. I'm Dave and this is...
Andrea.
Good to see you back, Andrea. How have you been?
Since we last saw each other a minute ago.
Yes.
Good. Had a wee.
Had a wee.
In the song.
And we haven't had an apocalypse yet.
No, but when it eventually comes, the sky crashes down upon you, the virus wipes out everyone, turning them into zombies. We have...
The Guide to Surviving the Apocalypse.
Befriend a feral animal, like a jaguar, a wolf, or a bear, and give it an ironic name, like Lucky.
Never point and laugh. If you must, do so with discretion.
Pointy sticks. Enough said.
Don't accept food or drink from strange people or things.
This is good advice in a pre-apocalyptic world as well. Remember what your mother taught you.
Fall in love with someone likely to be kidnapped so you can embark on a lengthy, dangerous road journey that culminates with a fight to the death in a rusty, dusty, bloody spike-adorned death pit.
Grow a beard. Ladies, no excuses.
Wear leather. Lots of leather.
Wear spikes. Many, many spikes.
Form or join a tribe of impoverished survivors and defend yourselves from raiders, / mutants, / monsters, / zombies, / tribe-to-tribe salesmen. Do what you must do to restart the human race.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yes. You know exactly what I'm talking about, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wow. Nice.
Now, I don't know if it's just because we've been preparing for this show, Dave, but last night I had a horrible dream where you, our friend Joe, and I were being chased by zombies who were everywhere. I hate to tell you.
No, please don't say it.
You were the first one to go.
No!
You died in about, the first couple minutes of the dream. It was really terrifying, though. Joe and I lasted a lot longer, but it was just me in the end waiting for the army to save me.
And did they?
They did. It was fine.
Well, that's all right then, I suppose.
Happy ending to the weird dream.
How are we fending them off? Were we using guns and stuff?
No, just running.
Just
and
running.
Hiding. And hiding. Barricading myself in a weird flat with lots of food. It was very conveniently located.
You probably stocked it beforehand just in case that sort of thing happened.
You know, I've got zombie plans. My housemate does have a zombie plan.
Me and Joe both have zombie plans. As you mentioned, Joe, we've already established if zombies come, we're heading off to the supermarket to stock up, and we're going to hide in the fish behind the fish counter.
Like, because zombies are a terrified fish.
No, just because it's got a 180 degree view, and we've still got access to all the stuff in the stock room behind us.
Well, my housemate owns several guns and swords, so I don't know if we have that much food in our plan, but we have a lot of weapons, so maybe we should combine.
Yeah,
we could eat and defend ourselves.
We'll get to the supermarket and like prepare it for everyone, and then you can come with the guns and the swords.
I think then we were going to steal a boat and go to an island where the zombies.
A boat
be.
From where?
Ask Tom. Hi, Tom.
Let's go down to the sandbanks and steal an expensive yacht or something.
I think that's part of the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Brilliant
you
idea.
Get the food, we'll get the weapons, we'll go steal a boat.
and we'll just have a good time.
That we don't condone stealing boats unless there's a zombie apocalypse.
So we can wave to the zombies on the shore and go, hi, and they go, oh, hello. Because they won't be saying hello.
They'll be saying brains.
Brains. So if they're French, le tête.
The end of the world doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's just change sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it just means one era or time changes from into another one. So
I remember graduating from elementary school.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't even, or from high school before going into university, you can't even picture what's going to happen in your life after that. And part of me was always afraid I was going to die before. Oh, my bit. I'm really quite morbid when I'm left on my own devices. I literally worried at night when I couldn't fall asleep that, oh, my parents have spent all this money buying me new stuff for university and then I'm going to die.
But at least you weren't thinking of it selfishly. You were thinking, oh, they'll have wasted their money. That's a shame. Because I was going to say, when I was thinking about leaving school, I literally could not think of any. I wasn't afraid of dying like you were. I was just afraid because I didn't know what's going to happen. I was just thinking, what the heck am I going to do when I leave school? I really couldn't think of what was going to happen. Now that I'm here, it makes perfect sense. But at the time, whoa!
Well, no even if you think of 5 years into the future, you can't really picture what's going to be. Maybe some people can. There are people who get...
people with vision.
People with visions in when they have that question in job interviews. What will you be doing in 5 years' time? They have an answer, but I certainly don't still at this point.
I'm blasé my way through that. But there are other things as well, like when you're a child. When you lose your innocence, like... For instance, when your parents tell you that Santa Claus isn't real.
They don't usually tell you. You just kind of figure it out. But Christmas never is quite the same. It's sort of the end of innocence.
It is a shame, but, you know, you can't keep on with it, can
you? For me, it was the Tooth Fairy that was more shocking because I definitely caught my mom red-handed with the hand under the pillow. But it was one of those things where I laid there and tried to unnotice what I just learned.
Oh, no.
Just trying desperately to preserve my own innocence.
I can actually picture you scrunching your eyes like going, it's not happening, it's not happening, it's not real.
That was exactly it. And then a few weeks later, I was homesick from school and was wearing my mom's house coat because I didn't have one. Sorry, a dressing gown. And I found my tooth in her pocket.
Oh.
So any attempt at maintaining the illusion was just gone.
Yeah, I seem to remember I didn't actually ever have that moment where I sort of snapped. I just slowly realised that there are no such things as tooth fairies because it happened once. I got 50p of it. Second time it happened, I didn't tell my parents. I just put my tooth under the pillow. And then in the morning when it was still there, I said, Mummy, the tooth fairy didn't give me money. And she said, well, that's because it's not real, David.
Oh, your mum made no attempt to preserve your innocence at all.
Well, she did it once, and she obviously thought it was a waste of time because I wasn't that enamoured by 50p, I suppose.
Well, our friend Aaron, we were speaking to him yesterday, apparently his mum trailed presents throughout the house in a cascade treasure hunt thing, and he was about 3 and he took one look at it and said, Santa's been very untidy this year.
And he wouldn't open them until they'd been tidied up into a pile.
So maybe we don't deserve it sometimes
either. Oh dear, we give our parents a hard time sometimes.
Welcome back to the Bay 102.8's theme show. Now, we've been talking about the end of the world, the end of innocence, but let's put all that aside and right now...
Let's get...
Topical. Topical. I
wanna get... Topical.
That's right, it's time to get topical, as there's an election, the end of a political era, the end of Labour, possibly, the beginning of a new Tory party, Liberal Democrat party, a coalition government, so it's a very exciting time. There's an election at tomorrow, 2 days from now, it's on the 6th. When's the 6th?
It's on Thursday, I believe.
So this Thursday, everything's going to change.
Everything. Whoa.
And the leaders have been... The leaders have been courting everyone's votes, not my votes.
I think they're courting each other and saying, how are you doing? Oh, lovely.
Not my vote, of course, because I'm a foreigner and I'm not allowed. But we found that each party leader has sort of developed their own catchphrase through the campaign in the last few weeks. Dave's nodding.
I agree emphatically. I think you're absolutely right, Andrea. Emphatically. And I'd just like to say, what a lovely woman you are, and definitely not a bigot. That statement of the century.
We'll talk about it. I think it's a good thing. Here's why. If I were a Labour spin doctor, it says Gordon Brown doesn't like bigots.
Exactly. I've heard that and thought, good on him. Then he said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It was a mistake. It's like,
I mean,
Oh dear.
The fact that she wasn't a bigot is maybe was where the problem came in. But it's, you know, he doesn't like bigots. And I think that's certainly better than the alternative.
Which is?
Liking bigots.
Of course, yeah.
Catchphrases, we were sort of speaking about. Gordon Brown's has been a bit along the lines of...
Same old Tory party.
Or...
I agree with Nick.
Which is probably what will have cost him the election, retrospectively. David Cameron, on the other hand, has definitely stuck to the same line.
Changes.
And then Nick Clegg has been heard frequently spouting.
Wow! Look at those two fighting all over again! Do you want another term of this?
That's your Nick Clegg impression,
That's
Dave.
The best I can do, I'm afraid.
That was like a gold prospector from the 1920s.
But he's prospecting for votes. He's sieving them out through all the sludge of the Tory and the Labour, or as they call it now, the Labservatives.
Really, have they?
It's a new Lib Dem phrase they've come up with to say, same old Labour, same old Tory. Sorry, same old Labour, same old Tory.
So like Oxbridge, but with your votes.
Exactly.
Well, from now on, whenever you hear an old mining prospector, everyone think of Nick
Clegg. That's an order, soldier.
But for now, don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing that the world can change if you make the right vote.
That's right. If you want to vote for David Ruddock, don't forget to write him in on the ballot on Election Day.
Or you can just burn it. It's just as equal for how useful it is.
Here's what you do. You write Dave's name down on a piece of paper, you fold it up, and then you just burn it.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
That's as good as voting for me.
That was Don't Stop Believing, the theme song to David Ruddock's political campaign, Dave.
Don't stop believing, I can win. Wahey! What my campaign trail is going to be like.
That's going to be appalling.
As I wander the streets with a pasty in hand.
You're listening to the theme show on the Bay 102.8, I will also add.
Cool. Your ad addition is very welcome to our party.
Yes, thank you very much. I would like to be in charge of tea.
You may be in charge of tea.
I don't want...
Do you know how I like it?
Milk, no sugar.
Well done, yes.
Yeah,
well
pay
done,
attention.
That woman. Sometimes.
Anyway, there's one other political thing that I'd kind of like to draw everyone's attention to.
It's very interesting, actually.
I think it's very interesting. It's the idea that the Tories are putting forward where local referendums could be triggered if 5% of the population put signatures forward for that issue to be put up for election. Referendum, I mean.
So we were thinking...
Well... If that's the case, 5% of the entire population of the UK is, what, 200,000 signatures?
I believe so, more
and
less.
We think that this is an excellent opportunity to put a referendum forward to change David Cameron's name.
Yeah, have him legally change his name, yeah. So we had some ideas.
And we'll try and narrow them down. And when we come to one, we'll let you know how to start the campaign to change David Cameron's name, if that is the Tory party win.
So here's a few examples. Mr. Tibbles.
Sparkles McGonagall.
Snagglepuss.
Tim.
Roger Boob.
Hello.
Gordon Brown.
Strange. Barbara Streisand.
Mr. Euro.
Or just single European currency. That's formally.
Yes.
Mr. Euro for short.
That's his long name.
Harry Potter.
Nancy Dallaglio.
David Cameron. So we'll put an exclamation at the end. So anytime you say David Cameron, you actually have to say David Cameron.
Or even simply just...
That's but with three Qs, a W, and a
B.
Umlaut over the Z. So please, my comrades, join in our cause to change David Cameron's name to something more amusing for our own purposes. If you have any other ideas, please get in touch, let us know.
I want to get straight to the point. We all know how bad things are.
That was good.
I really enjoyed that one, didn't you, Andrea?
Yes, I did, Dave. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Not you. The listeners. Oh, the robot voice is back.
Yeah. End of the podcast. End of the world. That's it.
Podcast.
It's all gone. As soon as this podcast ends, we're all going to blow up or something.
Now I'm sad again.
Oh, I'll cheer you up.
With a limousine?
It's a limousine, Andrea.
Okay, well, we'll drive off. Remember, you can catch us Tuesdays at 9 on thebayradio.com or the Bay 102.8.
FM.
Tuesdays at 9. See you again next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
The Theme Show. Andrea and Dave. The Theme Show.
The Bay 102.8.
You can all go away cheerfully, skipping and dancing down the hallway and out into the fields of flowers and rain. Go on, off you go. Bye.